moving beyond Yom Kippur, just like take the opportunity to one last piece on Hilchos Teshuvah, and that is, once you've gone past Yom Kippur, so there's a concept that Yom Kippur is mechaper on Averis, and that being the case, we know there are limitations. One would to go forth and say he knows he did an Aver last year, and now he wants to continue this year and say either he wants to continue being the Zadah on the Aver he did into the Teshuvah. So we know there are restraints on this, there is a practical problem with this, because to do so is to really repudiate the Kayach of Yom Kippur. To say that I didn't get a Kapara, to say Yom Kippur didn't work. So certainly there's a concept of limitations on that, but on the other hand, it's also a concept. The person has to constantly be aware that he fell somewhere in the past. He has to be acutely aware of his own personal situation, and therefore he has to keep it in front of him all the time and to avoid, do what he can to avoid coming back to that. But leaving aside the Elma Mokim, so focus on Elma Chaveri for a second. Someone went to somebody else, he did something wrong, and now comes Yom Kippur passes. So we know, first and foremost, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper for somebody who hasn't paid his dues to his fellow person who he has harmed. So if he hasn't paid him back, obviously he has not been Mechaper for that yet. Now, let's say he has gone ahead, he's paid it back. Now, you also have to know, we know we've mentioned this earlier, the Rambam speaks out, a person, even if he has paid back the person, he has to go ahead and ask Mechila. Let's say he didn't ask Mechila, but he has an idea. You know, it's rather difficult to go and ask Mechila from somebody. It can be very uncomfortable sometimes. So he has an idea. He knows every Kippur, right before Yom Kippur starts, everyone's going to say Tefillah Zakah. So he walks into the shul, he sees his friend sitting there, the one he knows he did something to, and he comes up next to him, and he hears him saying, Mil Tefillah Zakah, that Hareini Meichel, Lechalalim, anyone who did anything against me, I'm Meichel everyone out there, and he says, yes, I'm going to take care of, finished, I'm done. Yeah, the guy was my clever one, and now he can go home. So is he off scot-free, or does he have to do something past this? Really, in any case, somebody knows, if he knows the person's a tzaddik, he's my clever one every single night, and no problems, does he have to go and ask Mechila, or is there something beyond that? So, as a famous Rizla points out, in Kech Vyar, that the Gemara in Yuma Zayin says, Harb Zeira, Oda Amaroyim, had a habit that when somebody would go and do something against them, they would make it their business, before Yom Kippur specifically, other times, to pass in front of that person. Why was that? So the person should go ahead and ask them for Mechila. They knew the person couldn't come over to them. So if they would be in front of him, present the opportunity to present itself, perhaps that would be an opportunity where the person would take advantage of the moment to ask Mechila. And the question is rather blatant. If Reb Zeira wanted to be Mechila person, why did he have to go in front of this person? Why couldn't he just go out himself, say, I'm Mechila you? Right? He doesn't have to meet the person. Doesn't require the person at all. It seems Reb Zeira understood, although there are other ways to deal with this Gemara, it seems Reb Zeira understood, Reb Pashtus, that the person himself would have to ask him Mechila in order to be Neschaper fully. Why is that? So it seems the two halves to Mechila. There's one half where a person says, the person who I've done something to has a right to have a taina against me. He has the same way I could owe him money. I could owe him because of the hard feelings, whatever I did to him wrong, he has a right to have a taina against me. And I have to go to him and be mefayis him and have to ask him Mechila. Beyond that, there's a separate element in Kamparo, and that is, which we're trying to speak out, there's an element called hachno. There's a humility. When you come to Kaddish Baruch Hu, you did something wrong. The first step you have to say is, I did something wrong. There's a humility in saying, I messed up. I did something wrong. When you did an Aveira to be Elman Lechaveira, the same mechanism is in place. The person asks, if he wants a Kapara, the first step is to have that Hachna, to have that humility. If I go ahead and I'm Michael somebody who did something to me, and I don't have that, and that person has no humility, it's true that I relinquished my complaint against him. But as far as his own predicament, he has never achieved that little step of humility, and therefore he cannot have a full Kapara. Zera, by presenting himself to that person, was trying to help that person, you know, seize the moment to have that humility and ask for Kapara. Coming back to our case, if somebody heard his friend being Meichlim, it seems from, again, this from the Kaich Vyar, from others as well, it seems quite mashma, in a similar fashion, that if one has not had that Hachna, it's true his friend is Meichlim and he has that Kapara, but in Adam Lamakim, he has not fully received the Kapara because he has not demonstrated that Hachna. To do so, even post Yom Kippur, one would have to go ahead and demonstrate that Hachna. Now, one would not have to ask a full-fledged Mechila because he has a Meichlim, but one would have to go over to the person and say, you know, I messed up, I did something wrong. Saying, this is a case in the Medrash by Moshe Rabbeinu, to come over and say Chatanu. The word Chatanu is already enough. You're showing, I made a mistake, I'm wrong, you were right. That in itself is a demonstration of Hachna, and that would be a necessary component to achieve full Mechila.